David Bowie, Absolute Beginners. Forgot what the name of the station was then. On Absolute Radio, it's just gone 7:56. That was the number one song. So we've been counting backwards over the weekend from V to A. Thank you very much to everyone that went to absoluteradio.co.uk to vote. And we've got to get Mike back up because those little words you heard earlier around about 1:45, just before we played the Beatles, A Day in the Life, they weren't written by anybody here. They were written from a guy called Mike who listens to the station. And he went to our blog at One Golden Square. And there was a question posted up there in August, simply saying, what is real music? And he came up with such a great answer. We thought we should get someone to voice that and put it in our little countdown to Absolute Radio, beginning this morning at 7:45. Mike!
Yeah, hi, morning.
How was it for you?
It was good. It sounded brilliant. Just right.
Did you have goosebumps? Because you can now tell everybody up around the Nottinghamshire area that you wrote that the first words ever heard on the station.
Oh, I thought that's really good pub conversation, isn't it? I will use that. I will file that away, and I will use that a lot. Yeah, and the kids loved it as well. They were watching. Well, they didn't quite understand it all, but they listened to it. They knew Daddy was excited.
And did it take you long to come up with it, can I ask? Is it something you've been sort of, you thought, oh, I'll enter this? Because we were thinking about doing a competition and getting people to write it, but as soon as we read yours, I thought, well, it can't be beaten.
I read what you'd written about people not knowing what real music was, and I kind of thought, well, I know what it is, and I was just trying to think of what are the things. It's not rock and roll, is it? It's not just guitar music. It's more than that, and I was trying to think, what are the things that tie all the stuff that you play together? And I don't know, it just all seemed to be about being authentic, doing it for yourself, you know, being boys from school. You know, I was in bands, my friends were in bands. We knew what we were doing. We knew it was different from, you know, X Factor or whatever. And so those were the things I was thinking about, really.
How come you didn't enter One Last Dream?
It's like, you know, those Blue Peter competitions when you're a kid? You always think you're going to enter. You never do.
You've got to do it. If we're going to do One Last Dream bigger and better next year. The Absolute, of course, One Last Dream. You've got to enter. What was your band called?
I was in a band called Couple Found Dead.
What? Couple Found Dead?
Yeah, it's one of those things where you look in the paper and you're looking for a headline.
Sure.
That's gonna ping out at you. And
you would have been one of the weirder entries, and we had hundreds of bands with really weird names. All were just like odd stories like yours about where they got the name from. My favourite was the Steve Grieve experience about a giraffe at their local zoo that they thought was gay, and they'd given them the name Steve Grieve, and hence the school band, the Steve Grieve Experience. I love that. But your one, Couple Found Dead, is up there with that, Mike.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, listen, I hope we speak to you again next year in Absolute One Last Dream. But, Mike, thank you very, very much, OK?
You're welcome. Good luck with it all.
We continue on the 80s, Al. This morning from 10.